Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is our guest, our good friend, 18-and-a-half-year member of our Brain Trust. He joined us first back in 97, 19, as in, yeah, I know the previous millennia, last century. He's old, folks. He's really old. author of Ruthless Focus, co-author of Ruthless Focus, also Net Income, a number of books he's either written or co-authored, helping people all over the place right there, get the books out of themselves and on in your hands. Writing a book with Wally.com is the unbelievably intuitive website, and he's our good friend. Wally, thanks again for being here. We're doing something a little different this time. You brought three books that you want to recommend. We just talked about Negotiating the Impossible.
We did.
And now let's talk about Winning Well. This is by Karen Hurt and David Dye. Why did you choose Winning Well as a book to talk about?
Well, that's really new. That book just came out a couple of weeks ago. I know both of those people from their blogs, but I've never read a big book like this. What I like about this book really grows out of the character of the authors. They're both practical folks. David comes out of the nonprofit side of the world. Karen was an executive at Verizon and worked primarily in call centers. And the premise of the book is that you can do the things that you want to do. You can be the kind of boss you want to be without selling your soul in the process.
Hmm.
And what makes this book work is that they've both worked through that stuff themselves. So there are all kinds of good examples that you can relate to. When I review a book on my website, one of the things that I try to do is to ask some other people I know who've read the book about it. And a really common reaction that I got on Winning Well was, wow, that's just like they were watching me. You know, I've had that. I've done that. I've worked with it. And that, to me, is the sign of what a really great book is. That it hooks on to people. I had, by the way, the same reaction reading The Age of the Customer, which I heard you talking about a couple of minutes earlier.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, you know,
I could take...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were. I'm not. I didn't mean to stop you. You were saying something nice about me. I don't get that much. Go ahead. No, seriously.
What I was saying is that when I read that book and you talked about situations, one of the things I was doing was say, "Oh yeah, I've had that. I've done that. I've worked on that. That happened to me." And particularly in business books, so many of them are written for CEOs and for people, way above my own.
I like books that are in plain language. Plain language, they're the ones that I like. Here's a quote from this book. This young person asks the author, "Is there any company I can go to where I don't have to choose between getting good results and treating people right?" Boy, howdy, do we need more books like this. If this is what this book's about. Because I'm going to tell you something. Right now, what's going on right now, Wally, and you know this. Capitalism, as we know it, is only practiced on Main Street now.
That's right.
Capitalism, as you and I grew up with, and it made this country what it is, where Wall Street and Main Street work together. Where Wall Street people got rich, we didn't get rich on Main Street, but we weren't jealous of them, because we got to come and play in the
mm-hmm.
ball game, right? But now mm-hmm. with financial capitalism going on Wall Street and in corporate America, human beings don't matter. Human beings only matter on Main Street, not on Wall Street, and not in corporate America, especially since 2008. Especially since activist investors have been doing what they're doing. Human beings
You can go back a step further than that. You can go back to the Chicago School of Milton Friedman, and the idea that the only obligation that the managers of a business have is to increase value to shareholders and short-term value at that.
I quoted him in my essay that I wrote about this, and I asked, and I said I would like to ask him if we could get him back. I'd like to ask him a couple of questions. Would he, today, when he sees how far this has gone, how far it's gone since he said that, would he still agree with that? I think he might alter his feeling, because I don't think he was a bad, I think he was a good person, Mr. Friedman, and Dr. Friedman, and Nobel laureate Friedman.
Well, given a lot of the other things you said, I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, he was
I
heard
if you take that quote out of context, and you take it out of the way he looked at the world, and the way you see that in his other stuff, that quote is, that's taking one of his ideas and taking it to an extreme without worrying about the others.
So you got me wanting to talk to these authors now, because this is, folks, Wally, you and I and all the other folks out here on Main Street, we've got to take back capitalism. Because here's what's happening. See, the more capitalism gets hijacked by Wall Street and corporate America, the more it makes the politicians think they need to do something, like Hillary and Bernie, right? And like Dodd-Frank. But here's the problem. When those guys clamp down on Wall Street and corporate America, we wind up becoming collateral damage. And we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Out here on Main Street.
I think that's as good a summary of the last 7-8 years as I've heard.
Well, it's I really appreciate you telling us about this. Karen Hurt and David Dye are the authors of Winning Well, ladies and gentlemen. Wally recommends it, and I do too. We're going to get these people on too, and spend more time talking to them about this. This is a really important book for our time, my friends. Tintel, right back with Wally Bach. His website is Writing a Book with Wally.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.